Says in the Aser Sadibro, Tanochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Otseisicha Meretz Mitzrayim, Mibeis Avodin. It's been noted, and is pretty obvious when you think about it, this pasuk is very different than all the other psukim in the Aser Sadibros. All the other psukim have this direct commandments to us. These are the Ten Commandments. You shall honor your parents, you shall keep the Shabbos, don't kill, don't steal. Anochi Hashem Elokecha sounds a lot more like an introduction. Hashem is introducing himself. Hi, I am God, the one who took you out of Mitzrayim. And therefore, don't serve other gods. Sounds almost like the first commandment is really not to have other gods. Anochi doesn't really sound like a commandment. And yet, despite that fact, and I think that is a fact, it definitely doesn't read like a commandment. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the very first mitzvah, the Rambam counts, and we should just digress for 1 second to note that the other Mona HaMitzvos, so some do it like the Chinuch up to the Seder HaParshios. You know, what mitzvos appear in Shmos, what mitzvos appear in Vo'era, what mitzvos appear in Bo. And that's how they ordered their mitzvos. The Rambam did not do that. The Rambam took all the mitzvos and then he put them in his own order. And there's certainly, that means something to be medayik from what mitzvos he put first, what mitzvos he put later, which mitzvos he grouped together. But his first mitzvah, and I guess it would make sense that if you were making a list of mitzvahs, this would be your first mitzvah. His first mitzvah is HaMitzvah Rishona, Hu Atzivoy Asher Tzivanu Lehamin HaElokos. We have a mitzvah to believe in God. And he quotes, as it says in the Pasuk, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, which means that the Rambam is learning that the Pasuk of Anochi is not just an introduction, but it's actually a mitzvah. There is a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, there's a famous question that's asked on the Rambam, and that is, how can and we've mentioned this when we've discussed, I think, some other sugyas, how could it be a mitzvah to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? There's really two famous questions that are asked. Question number one that's asked is, how can you command someone to believe something? Like, for instance, okay, so the Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. So, and the Rambam is really the Bahag who came before the Rambam, he did not count it as a mitzvah. So he commands, first of all, I don't know if the Bahag necessarily walked around saying like, oh, by the way, do you see that great movie with Charlton Heston, Ten Commandments? Maybe he feels that they're nine commandments. No, I know. Chazal makes reference to Ten Commandments. But the Bahag does not count it as a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah. And therefore, there are two big questions that are asked in the Rambam. Question number one is, how can you command someone to believe something? Like, for instance, Ezra here has a very nice cranberry-colored sweatshirt. Now we can debate, is this cranberry, is this maroon, is this auburn? We can think of lots of different names for the color of his sweatshirt, but I think we all agree that it's not green. So if I would say to Akiva, you have to believe that this sweatshirt is green. How can you command someone to believe something? Either if they believe already that it's green, so you have to command them, they believe it. And if they don't believe that it's green, so, you know, what does that mean to command someone to believe something? I mean, Akiva could say, okay, fine, it's green. But he doesn't really believe it. Right? When the Crusaders came to the Jews and said, accept Yeshu as your savior or we will kill you. So many of them gave their lives. But the ones who didn't, and they sat there and they said, okay, I accept him as my creator, as my God. That doesn't mean that they believed it. It means that they were willing to say it in order to save their lives. So how could you have a commandment to believe something? Either you believe it or you don't believe it. And if you believe it, you don't need to command someone to do it. And if, because he already believes it, there's no commandment. I mean, commandment's like, pick up the lulav. Okay, so right now I'm not picking up the lulav. I will now go and pick up the lulav to fulfill the commandment. So if he believes already, he already believes. And if he doesn't believe, commanding him isn't going to make him believe. So that's one question. We're not going to deal with that question right now. Sorry. The other question, so that's a famous question. Everybody asks on Nos Achmon as well. Correct. Everybody asks that on Nos Achmon as well. Excellent. The other question that's asked, and that's the question that I would like to deal with today, which is how can there be a mitzvah to believe? Hare, the entire system of mitzvos is predicated on an assumption that there's God. Why in the world would I keep Shabbos? If you ask someone, why are you keeping Shabbos? The answer is because God commanded me. Wait a second, but what's God? Oh, I don't know. I don't believe in God. Well, that doesn't make sense. How could you keep all the other mitzvos if you don't believe in a commanding force that tells you to keep all the mitzvos? You have to first, let's say, accept the United States government, and then we could start talking about what are the laws of the government. But if you think that the government is a sham and they're not really the rightful government, so then there aren't any rules because you don't believe in the government. So too, you need a mitzaveh in order to have mitzvos. If you don't believe in the mitzaveh, so it's hard, then there can't be mitzvos. So it's hard to count as one of the mitzvos to believe in the mitzaveh. It's almost as if, it's not almost as if, it seems to be that belief in Hashem is a prerequisite to even start talking about Taryak mitzvos. It comes before the mitzvos. So, al karcha, we have to say that lefi the Rambam, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is not just to believe that God exists. It requires of us a lot more. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, you read the Rambam carefully in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, so it's actually mashma in the Rambam that the mitzvah of Anochi doesn't just command us to believe that there is a God. The Rambam writes, listen very carefully, it's the very opening line of the Rambam's Mishnah Torah. Yesod ha-yesodos v'omur ha-chochmos. Leida shiesha motzoi rishon. Person has to know that there is an initial creator. V'hu mamtzi kol nimtza. And he's the creator of everything. Ha-motzoi hazehu elokei olam adon kol aretz. This creator is the God of the world, master of the universe. Here's the important line for us. V'hu ha-manig ha-galgal b'koach she'en lo keitz v'tachlis. And he is the one who is running the world with a force that never stops. B'koach she'en lo hefsek. She'ha-galgal saviv tamid, because the entire universe is constantly functioning. V'yefshar she'yaso b'lo misaviv. And it's impossible for it to run without somebody running it. V'yediyas dover zeh mitzvah saseh she'nemar anochi Hashem Elokech. What do you see in the Rambam? You see in the Rambam, belief in Hashem doesn't only mechayev me to believe that there was once a God thousands of years ago who woke up one morning and decided to create a world. But you see that part of the belief in God is not only that he once created the world, but that he continues to be involved in the world. He continues to power the world. He continues to run the world. And this, I think, is more than just believing that there was a mitzvah that gave us mitzvahs. One could theoretically believe that God exists and he had a mission for mankind. And that's it. Now he's off in far-flung places of, you know, other dimensions, creating all other types of little experiments. And this world is running on its own. Like the watchmaker that Hashem created, he built this very beautiful watch, the clock. And now the clock is running on its own. You don't need someone to sit there all the time powering the watch, the clock. One could argue such a thing. But the Rambam says, no, the world needs a constant power that's running it. And that is part of our ayamuna. V'yediyas davar zeh mitzvah saseh shnemar anochi Hashem Elokecha. Meaning Hashem is not just the God of the past who created the world. He's not just the creator, but he's also the manhig. He's the one who runs the world. Indeed, if you look in the Rambam's Yud Gimel Yikarim, the Rambam really called them the Yud Gimel Yesodos. Well, the truth is, I don't know exactly what he called them, because he wrote them in his Perish HaMishnayis in Maseches Sanhedrin, which he wrote in Arabic. So I don't know what the original Arabic says. In our Hebrew translations, it says Yesodos, 13 Yesodos. But somebody came along after the Rambam and wrote a condensed version of the Rambam's Yud Gimel Yesodos. He called them the Yud Gimel Yikarim, and they're printed in your Siddur at the end of Shacharis. That was not written by the Rambam. It's written by somebody later. And in fact, if you compare them, so there might be certain slight nuances between what the Rambam wrote and what this person wrote. But if you take a look at his first Iker, the Lashon of the Yud Gimel Yikarim is, and let's be very sensitive as we read it, is the emuna in Hashem to believe that Hashem is the creator and the one who therefore is what to talk about in terms of a commander, or is it more than that? Ani mamin be'emuna shalema, she'abori yisborach shemo, hu borei umanhig l'chol abruim, v'hu levado asa v'yose v'yase kol amasim. You see that in the words of the author of the Yud Gimel Yikarim, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ani Mamin, the first Ani Mamin to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not only that he's the creator, but he's the Borei Umanhig. He's also the one who's running the world. not only in the past, Asa, but he's also Ose V'yase L'chol HaMasim. We find this in other Rishonim as well. Other Rishonim as well have a much more expansive understanding of the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. For instance, if you take a look in the Chinuch, the Lashon of the Chinuch, L'hamin sheyesh le'olam Eloka Echad, Shehim Tziko HaNimtza, one creator, U'mikocho v'cheftzo hayakom ashehu, U'shehaya u'shiyeh la'adayad. And it's because of his will that what happened in the past and what's happening right now, what will happen in the future, that's all because of his will. Hu hotzianu meretz Mitzrayim, v'nasan lanu haTorah, shenemar anochi Hashem Elokecha, asher hotzeisicha meretz Mitzrayim. So you see that for the chinuch as well, mitzvah of anochi, and this is when he's describing the mitzvah of emunah, it's mitzvah chaf hei in the chinuch, because he goes al seder haparshios. So mitzvah, the mitzvah of anochi Hashem Elokecha that appears in Parshas Yisro, that mitzvah is not just to believe that God exists. Right? You ask the average person, what's the first mitzvah in the Torah? They'll tell you, the first mitzvah is to believe that Hashem exists. That is not correct. It's not to believe that Hashem exists. It's to believe that Hashem exists, and that He created the world, and that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and that He gave us the Torah, and that He continues to be involved in the world. For sure, the most expansive version of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is found in the Smak, in the Sefer Mitzvos Katan, where he also, it's one of the Bali Tosfos, and he also gives a list of the mitzvos of the Torah. Listen carefully to what the Smak says. Leida, he doesn't do the exact same order of the Rambam, no, he has his own order, but he also puts this as the first mitzvah. Leida, she'oso shebara shamayim va'aretz. The one who created the world, hu levadel moshel mala umata. He's the only ruler. La'afuke min ha'filosofim. Against what the philosophers say, she'ha'olam noeg me'ilav, that the world runs on its own now. That God has forgotten the world. Yesh lanu lamin ki sheker him omrim. It's all a lie what they say. Achein HaKadosh Baruch Hu manigas olam kulo beruach piv. He's still running the world. V'hu hotzianu Mitzrayim. Ein adam nokif etzbo milamata elam minkein machrizin alav milamala. He quotes here the Gemara in Chulin. That the Gemara in Chulin says, forget about big national events like Yitzias Mitzrayim. A person doesn't stub his toe down here unless Hashem was machriz up in Shamayim. Meaning Hashem is still involved even to the very small details. U'shashem osid l'kabeit seischem u'loshiachem, and that Hashem's going to eventually is going to redeem us. You see that according to the Smak, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha is mechayiv so much more. It's to have an emunah that He took us out of Mitzrayim. It's to have an emunah that He's mashkiach on us with hashkacha pratus. And that He's going to bring in all the exiles, and He's going to save us b'achris hayamim. So what we see is that Amunah Hashem, the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, comes to negate all those who say that Hashem no longer is involved with the world. The Ibn Ezra in his Perish and Shmos writes on the Aseres Hadibros, the Ibn Ezra writes that he once got a question from Yehuda Levi, the author of the Kuzari. He once came and he asked him a question: why is it that in the Aseres HaDibros, Hashem introduces Himself as Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Meretz Mitzrayim? That's not the biggest feather in His hat, is it? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Asher Bara Shemayim Baretz. He should have said, I am Hashem who created this place. Why does He say, I'm Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim? And it could be that the answer to that question is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want anyone to think that our intellectual relationship with Him stops with that He created the world. Rather, it requires of us, our relationship requires of us to not only see Him as the creator of the world, but to see Him as the one who gave us the Torah, to see Him as the one who took us out of Mitzrayim, to see Him on a very personal and intimate level, that He's still involved in the world around us and running the world. And in fact, I think as we've pointed out before in the past, that can explain to us Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It doesn't say Anochi Hashem Elokechem. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Hashem is commanding us to make Him our own personal God. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am your personal, intimate God. And it requires of us, if part of the mitzvah of Anochi, at least according to the Smak, is to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach on us with Ashkacha Pratis, So it means that all of us have to see Hashem in this personal relationship of that Hashem is the one who is mashgiach on us with Ashkacha Pratis. Like with all mitzvos, it seems like you could do mitzvos partially, but it seems like the mitzvah b'shleimusa is to believe in, meaning it's almost like we're saying as follows. Believing in Hashem means to believe in Hashem for all that that means. And Hashem is not just the creator. Hashem is the one who's running the world. Hashem is the one who's involved in our lives on a personal level. So to believe in Hashem, but to only believe in Him as a creator, so that means that you're not really believing in Hashem in the full force of what Hashem is all about. We all know that Chazal really praised a person who Shomer Shabbos. And I would want to argue to you that I think Shabbos also is there in order to internalize the message of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and specifically Alpi Darkenu, how we're explaining Anochi Hashem Elokecha. In the Zmiros of Shabbos, we say, Shomro v'zochrav heima mi'idim, ki l'shisha kolbruim mi'omdim. So, I don't know if we ever thought about what those words mean. But if you think about it, what does it mean? Shomro v'zochrav, those who keep Shabbos, heima mi'idim, they're me'id, they're edim, ki l'shisha, that in 6 days, Hashem created kol bruim v'omdim. He created everything that's here. And what you learn from that line, we don't need that line to learn it because we know this already, but you see from that line that Shmir Shabbos, Etzem Shmir Shabbos is an Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Not only is it the Etzem Shmira, but a person is even Mechuyev to verbally and vocally make that Eidus. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos, B'Shem Rav Hamnuna, Kol HaMispala B'Erev Shabbos, V'Omer V'Yechulu, Ma'lo Lo V'Kosov, Ki'ilu Nasa Shutuf L'Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Maisa Bereshis. And based on this, the Rishonim and the Poskim in Shulchan Aruch learn that when a person is saying Vayechulu, he's supposed to stand, because just like an Eid HaMeid stands, just like an Eid HaMeid, it says it with two people, so too, when a person is saying Vayechulu, he should stand, he should say it with another person. It's because not only is Shmira Shabbos a Amira, a declaration that Hashem created the world, but we're also supposed to be made that vocally. So that's Pashit, that Shmir Shabbos is an Eidus that Hashem created the world. And that's, we all learn that. That's the Yesod of Shabbos. Shabbos is all about that Hashem created the world, as we say in Kiddush. Ki Sheshes Yomim Asa Hashem Asa Shemayim Asa Aratzim Yomim Ashvi Shabbos Vayinafash. That's why. Ki Sheshes Yomim. That's why we're keeping Shabbos, because Hashem created the world. However, it seems that Chazal also understood Shmira Shabbos has a much broader purpose to it. And that is that a person is not supposed to just see Hashem as creator, as we've been discussing. Hashem is not just the creator. We also believe that Hashem is Mashkiach in the world, that He gave Klal Yisrael a Torah, that He has a mission for us in the world, and that He's with us, helping us fulfill the mission, and that eventually the whole world will appreciate what the mission of Klal Yisrael is. There'll be an Achris Hayamim, Yemos HaMashiach, when the whole world will be filled with Deyas Hashem. And I believe that all of those Yesodos are equally part of the Eidos of Shabbos. And that's the reason why Chazal tell us that anyone who's kofar in Shabbos, it's as if he was kofar in Kol HaTorah Kula. What do you mean? Anyone who's kofar in Shabbos, he's kofar in Hashem as creator. No, anyone who's kofar in Shabbos is kofar in Kol HaTorah Kula. Because it means he rejects not only that Hashem created the world, but that He's with us, that He gave us a mission, that He's helping us bring the world to its ultimate shleimus. And what that would mean, that when a person shomer Shabbos, you're not just being made that Hashem created the world. You're being made in all those other things as well. And I think we see this very clearly in, if we needed to break it down, Shabbos is really broken down into three different themes. Perhaps the most clear place where we see this is by the Tfilos of Shabbos. You know, when it comes to the Chagim, so we say the same Shmon Esrei for Maariv, Shachris, Mincha. It's the same Shmon Esrei. Ata Bachartanu. It's the same theme. It's only by Shabbos that each Shmon Esrei has its own words. Each Shmon Esrei seems to have its own theme. Leil Shabbos, we say Ata Kidashta, and that deals with Hashem creating the world. In the morning, we say, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelko. we speak all about Matan Torah. And Maariv, Mincha, on Shabbos afternoon, we start talking about Achris HaYamim. Ata Echad, V'Shimcha Echad. And we speak about that day where Hashem will be Yimloch Al Kol HaOlam Kulo. The Torah says that that's also the difference between the three meals of Shabbos. Friday night meal is Keneged, Hashem is the Boreh. Shabbos meal is Keneged and is a celebration of Matan Torah. And the third meal of Shabbos is the meal that takes us towards Zimos HaMashiach. I think you could even see these concepts in the desisting from Malacha on Shabbos. Right? On the most basic level, why do we stop working? Because Hashem stopped working. So therefore, we want to say Hashem is the creator. He worked and then he stopped. So we also work and we stop. But I think there's something much deeper that's going on as well. Because when a person stops his own personal work, he puts it all on the side in order to be Shomer Shabbos. So you're making a very strong statement. And that is that I recognize that Hashem didn't just create the world and then put me in it. And it's all now about me doing what I want. Me getting my stuff. No, actually, there's a much deeper message and mission to life than just the physical things that I'm involved in. And when a person is Shomer Shabbos, on the cheshbon of him making money and him accomplishing more things, so when a person does that, you're basically making a very strong statement in your emunah in Matan Torah, in the fact that Hashem gave us a mission, and therefore I'm willing to put aside my own aspirations for that mission. And we can even say more than that. When a person dafka puts away and puts on the side all of his physical aspirations, it means that he recognizes that there's a deeper spiritual goal that we're chasing after. The ultimate goal is Yimos HaMashiach and an existence, a spiritual existence where the whole world is filled with Torah. So even the Shvisa Mimalacha, where on its basic level, it's clearly just highlighting that Hashem stopped working when he created the world, it also speaks very strongly to our belief in Torah and mitzvos, in that we have things that we do for ourselves and things that we have to do. And it also speaks to the idea that there's a greater mission than the mundane mission of physical life. In fact, in Shabbos Kiddush, we actually highlight not only creation of the world. We all know that we say in Kiddush, we say that this day is, what do we say? We say Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis, but we also say Ki Hu Yom Techila L'Mikra'i Kodesh Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Even in the Kiddush itself, we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the truth is, it's really not a kasha on Kiddush. It's in the Torah itself. If you look in Parshas Yisro, so it says there that the reason Hashem gave us Shabbos is because He created the world, as we quoted earlier. But if you look in the Eschanon, it says, Ki Eved Ayisa Beretz Mitzrayim, V'yotziyacha Hashem Elokecha Misham B'yad Chazak V'zeron Atuya. It says that's the reason why we keep Shabbos. Ki Eved Ayisa B'Mitzrayim. So what is this additional focus that all of a sudden it's also about Yetzias Mitzrayim? And I think it's very much connected to what we've spoken about. That Shabbos is not, it's not correct to have Shabbos stop at Brias Olam. Shabbos itself needs to be a reminder not only of Brias Olam, but also of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and also of Matan Torah, and also of Achris HaYamim. And l'chora, that's the pshat when Chazal tells us that Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. The Gemara in Shabbos says that Shabbos is Echad Mishishim of Olam Haba. As we call it, Me'ein Olam Haba. What does that mean? It doesn't mean, you know, sitting back and having chalent and taking a nap. That, oh, this is heavenly. This is so nice. It's not what we mean when we say it's Me'ein Olam Haba. So what does it mean if it's Me'ein Olam Haba? L'chor, what it means is that Shabbos is supposed to bring us to a place where we internalize that life is not just about the physical existence that we have. That Shabbos is about going to a much deeper place, going to a much, much higher place. The truth is, it's very hard in the physical world to focus on spirituality. That's the challenge that we all struggle with. And I thought maybe we could say a pshat. It's a little bit, maybe a stretch, a little bit of a drush maybe. But the Gemara tells us in Shabbos also on Kuf Yud Gimel that Sia Gasa is notalis echad mechamesh meos mimorein of shaladam. That when a person runs, person does Sia Gasa, it takes away some of your vision during the week, not on Shabbos. Then the Gemara asks, well, then how do you get your vision back? I mean, because not everybody's blind. So where do you get your vision back? B'kiddusha de'beis shemshay. When we make Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush on Friday night gives us back our vision. What does that mean? So I thought you could maybe explain it al pi drush. But I don't know, maybe this is the pshat, the Gemara. What does it mean that when a person runs, he loses his vision? Is that like a medical statement? Every time you run, you lose some of your vision? I thought maybe running is a reference to our involvement in the rat race of Olam Hazeh. A person who's running, meaning you're chasing after things, you're running, you're working hard, you're drawn after everything that's going on in this world, and that's what life is. It's running and chasing, and so it loses some of your vision. What do you mean your vision? Your perspective, your understanding of what's real, what's right, what's life all about. It's so easy when you're swept up in your business and in your work, it's so easy to lose that perspective. It takes away some of your vision. And when do you get it back? When you make Kiddush on Friday night. Kiddush returns to us our perspective on the world. Because Kiddush is not just that Hashem created the world. Kiddush is that Hashem created the world, and He has a mission for us, and He gave us a Torah to live by. And you know where it's all heading to? It's all heading towards Man Olam Haba. It's all heading towards a greater existence, a deeper existence, a spiritual existence. So maybe we could say al pi derech drush that that's the pshat in that Gemara, that it returns to us our vision, that Shabbos is what gives us our perspective. So it's in this way that Shabbos is something that really helps us internalize the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the mitzvah that's not just to believe that there's a God, but to believe that there's a God in the full sense of what God is all about, that Hashem created us, He has a mission for us, He's there with us day in, day out with Hashkacha Pratis, and that ultimately He put us here in order to bring the world to its ultimate shlemus. Pimheira v'yameinu. Amen. Everyone have a great day.